all things Southern Live, bringing you the charm and heritage of the South. ATS Live is brought to you by Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rabel and Ruston.
They were slanging.
We were.
Oh, yeah, we were slanging.
And now, here's your host, the author of Heart Wide Open, the book Corey and Missy Robertson say will encourage everyone to draw closer to God, Shelley Tomlinson.
The lady from the crazy house. If you were following her on Facebook and saw her Super Bowl party last night, it was nuts.
It was a little nutty over there. Yes, I would probably be responsible for some of that, but I will not take full responsibility. Let it be known for all the craziness at 610.
All right, we'll give you 25%, Red 25%, Lamar 25%, and Phil 25%.
And Phil and Lamar would probably want to negotiate those terms.
And how'd the cheering go? Did anybody get injured?
No one was permanently scarred from the incident.
There was some pants ripping going on.
There was some stuff happening on the lake. That's what I'm saying. See, the problem was, what it was, Red showed up, Red being my BFF, Rhonda Perry, in Panther.
Oh, she was the oddball.
Are you kidding me? And I had warned her not to show up in Panther colors. And you know what the girl did?
What?
She knows we're huge Bronco. Go, Peyton.
Peyton. Basically huge Manning fans,
huge Manning fans.
Right.
I mean, like, if he was I was going to name a team I detest and say if he was playing for them, I'd cheer for him. But then my brain got ahead of me, and I thought that probably wouldn't be a good idea to name a team I detest. The way I get ahead of me while I'm still talking? It's interesting.
That's what makes you, Shelley.
Anyway, as I was attempting to say, Rhonda does not even, she couldn't name you a Panther player if her troublemaking self depended on
Cam Newton.
Well, she may could spit that one out.
I think that's the only one I can name.
But she just took the other side just for the devil's advocate type of role, you know. So she shows up in purple. And, of course, we had a little bit of fun playing with it all night long. So y'all can see all those pictures on Facebook.
All right. Well, very good.
But the Broncos won.
Let's
not bury the lead here.
Congratulations to Peyton Manning and the entire, just so much class along with the entire Bronco team and the whole Manning family.
You know, thank you for saying that, because I was telling my folks, you know, he will go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks in all time, but I hope he also goes down as one of the classiest, because that's what he has meant to me. It's why I have, one of the reasons I've been a fan is because he is so classy in win, lose, or draw. But they didn't win. They didn't lose or draw. They won. And did you, speaking of not classy, I'm going to call him out like mama would call me out if my lip was run all out. Did you see Cam Newton post-game
interview? His head covered up and walked out on the press conference, didn't he?
Mama would say, young lady, you pull that lip in right now and sit up straight. And act straight.
Never mind you're making all this money and that you had a fantastic season.
Oh, no. Instead, he's going to look like a sixth grader. You know, hello. That told you everything you want to know right there.
They need to have him show up for class on Monday, huh?
And Peyton should teach you. Salt in the wound.
Hey, did you hear about this, though? Super Bowl Sunday is the biggest pizza delivery day of the year.
I did hear that.
And I saw where Peyton Manning owns 32 Papa John locations.
I'm going, that's a win-win. Right?
No doubt about it.
I'm thinking that's a win-win. So I don't know. I'm glad I wasn't at the game. I wouldn't want to be at that madness in the first place. But do you know what the tickets cost this year?
How much?
$5,000 buckaroos per ticket.
Well, that's one good reason I wasn't
there. I'm just saying, at my house, we had Apache bread and that crack dip. I don't know what its real name is, but I got a crack dip because you cannot even stop. And we had brisket on these little baby rolls. And I made my chocolate chip pie with caramel ice cream. So I ask you,
Lord.
I mean, why would you want to go to the game itself and spend $5,000?
No doubt about it. You probably didn't even spend but about $3,500 on all that stuff, did you?
Nowhere close. But we did eat well. I may or may not have gained 5 extra pounds.
Now, Peyton refused to say if it was going to be his last game. He repeatedly did say, though, that he was going to take some time to thank the man upstairs and drink a lot of beer.
Yes, he did say that. And when he said that, everybody in my living room looked at each other and said, wonder how much he just got paid to say that. Did y'all say that? Did
he said it twice. He said it in the postgame, too.
He did. And so I found
Budweiser
out today.
Budweiser
beer is what he said. I found out today. Did you hear?
No, what?
Oh, yeah, legit. $1.6 million. We were all correct. He got paid $1.6 million to say that in the postgame. interview.
So he made sure he said it twice, so they made sure they heard it.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know if that was like times two because he said it twice, but I don't know. All I know is the Broncos won. Did I mention that?
Hey. Did you hear this?
What?
The NFL discovered each Super Bowl winning city has an explosion of Super Bowl babies 9 months after the winning game.
I did hear that. And as my friend, who is still a friend after all her nonsense yesterday, Rhonda Perry, put it, she doubts there's going to be any Panther babies after
Oh, goodness. Hey, what did Cam Newton in Super Bowl 50 have in common with Spike in Puppy Bowl 12?
Okay, wait. Let me get this right. Okay, so what did Cam Newton in Super Bowl 50 have in common with Spike in Puppy Bowl 12? I give.
By the end of the third quarter, they were both neutered. By the end of the third quarter, Cam had been hit more times than a pinata at a quintuplets birthday party.
He did take it on the chin a little bit. I wish you could have saw the eruption at my house when we scored that winning touchdown at the end.
Oh,
because,
yeah?
You know, we didn't want to just hang on and eke out the win. We wanted to score, baby.
That's right.
To put it in the end zone before the clock ran out.
Win, baby, win.
Yes, sir. And then my man Peyton did it. So I may be just a little bit happy about that. You know what else I'm happy about?
What?
Like super, super pumped about?
Yep.
My friend, and she's going to be yours, Mike, and everyone listening to the sound of my voice, she's going to be yours as well.
Okay.
You're going to hear a lot more about her because Mary and I are going to be working together. But Mary Snyder, hilarious
wasn't
chicken.
Wasn't she the MC at the recent Heartfelt?
She was. And Mike, our crazies match. We'll talk about that more after the break. But
Mary and I
decided that our crazies match. I got a story from you from Heartfelt.
Okay.
From Heartfelt, actually. We'll get to that right after this break.
All coming up on ATS Live right here on Talk 540 KMLB.
Do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
If you're looking for a great selection and a great deal on a certified pre-owned, come to Jim Taylor Chevrolet. We have several in stock. We keep around 150 used vehicles. Tahoe, Suburban, Yukon, and Yukon XL. 2 and 4-wheel drive trucks, plus compact mid and full-size cars and 12 and 15 passenger vans. Price, service, and selection is how we put the customer first at Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rabel.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
We're going to send this one out to Cam Newton.
Crazy what I'm about to say.
Be happy, Cam. Breaking it down over here. Do you see this?
I see that. Too bad we don't have the video up today.
I know. Our video feed is not working into the station today, into the studio, and that could be good or bad. I don't know, because I am breaking it down over here.
I hear you. Well, just have to take your word for it. Welcome back to ATS Live.
Thank you, Mike. And, you know, I was thinking during the break, I was listening to the commercials for my sponsors, and I just want to give them some extra shout-outs today, mm-hmm. because I love these people. My sponsors are not just strangers, you know, that I go and knock on the door and would you please, you know, support me.
Mm-hmm.
My sponsors are people that I have had long-term relationships with that I really mm-hmm. can vouch for. And I love that because I speak from, you know, a place of sincerity about my sponsors. Wintersmith takes care of my computer needs. I mean, mm-hmm. I just call and I go, Rick. I mean, I almost start crying. And he's like, okay, bring it up, Michelle. I mean, he just knows yeah. my voice. You know, Rick takes care of my computer needs.
Well, they've been around since almost computers became
they know stuff.
Prominent.
Yeah.
In
this
the
area.
Office.
Yeah.
You know.
And they know stuff. Let's just, they know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And Jim Taylor Chevrolet, my title sponsor. I mean,
right.
what am I driving out there but not a Jim car? What did I drive before this one? A Jim Taylor vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
three or probably four vehicles back, and they always take care of me at Jim Taylor Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I am just, you know, I love those folks.
I think they believe in your message and
they do.
What you stand for.
They do, and they have supported me and sponsored me for years, and I so much appreciate that. And Simmons
Sporting Goods.
Okay, I wanted to toss this little tidbit in for my lady listeners in this area because,
uh-huh.
you know, you think Simmons and my ladies that are listening think sporting goods and hunting goods, and of course it's all that. But girlfriends, listen to Shelly here. They got them some clothes that are cute,
mm-hmm.
cute,
mm-hmm.
cute. So y'all go over there and check out the Simmons ladies line.
All right.
I just wanted to do that. I love y'all sponsors. And now how about that story, Mike?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What do I seem a bit wired to you
this,
more than
a
usual
a little
today?
Bit. What's happening? Did you switch your coffee brand or something?
I don't know. I have had maybe more than my share today.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
But
well, it's a good thing you didn't wear a skirt today.
Because,
I can tell you that. Because you'd be doing a Marilyn Monroe
Yeah,
thing.
And that would not be good. No one wants to see that. Okay, so about that story.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I was reading. You know, the Harvard people say, and they know things.
Harvard. Yeah.
They say that most people size you up within 2 seconds of an initial introduction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really? I think we Southerners give folks more time than that.
Right.
I
right.
do. I mean, mm-hmm. we can't even say hi's your mama in 2 seconds. I mean, so we give folks a little bit more time to make an impression.
Mm-hmm.
They also claim that people base these snap judgments on 2 subconscious questions that apparently they ask themselves when they meet someone. Okay. So apparently
okay.
subconsciously when you meet someone, you think this.
Okay.
According to Harvard.
Okay.
You think, can I trust this person? And can I respect this person?
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Well, maybe, but you know, I guess I go against the grain, Mike, because I am pretty sure those questions never even crossed my mind.
Really?
Uh-uh. Okay. I may be subconsciously filing you under
what?
Normal crazy
does,
or straight running crazy.
What does cross your
That's
mind?
It. I meet someone, I am filing them under normal crazy or straight running crazy.
Oh, okay, and you're comparing your crazy to their crazy.
Absolutely.
And deciding how long you want to spend with that person.
This is it. You're tracking with me now, Mike, and you usually have, you know, more than 2 seconds before I put you in one of those categories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, our guest today, Mary Snyder.
Right.
She set a brand new record.
She did.
She
All
did. Right. She and I met at the aforementioned Heartfelt Conference
right.
when I was on the program as a speaker and she was our MC.
Mm-hmm.
Upon meeting, we both knew immediately mm-hmm. and instinctively that our crazy matched.
Okay.
We knew this.
Just like
we,
that.
We, like, immediately.
It's like, ding!
We didn't even talk 2 seconds and we were rolling. We were like, we got us a matching crazy right
okay.
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
So,
included, Mike, and my favorite memories from that weekend mm-hmm. would be the time that Mary, Miss MC, dressed to the nines, mm-hmm. fell out of her front row chair.
I heard something about that.
During a serious moment in the conference. Mm-hmm. While she mm-hmm. was trying to collect her papers from under her feet mm-hmm. and organize her many notes
right.
so that
right.
she could launch into the next segment. Mm-hmm. After she falls out of her chair into the front row and she gathers her papers and gets back up, she whispers to me, "I was trying not to be a distraction." I'm like, you know, that's a fail right there, Mary Snyder. That's a fail.
Mm-hmm.
As for the rest of the audience members, though, who may have been hearing yours truly for the first time, I have a little bit of confession of my own.
Okay.
I can't help Mike wondering what they thought of that peculiar yet profound line of mine mm-hmm. when I heard myself say from the stage
mm-hmm.
that I was standing in my chicken.
Wow.
That's a profound thought.
That's a weird mental image right there.
It is, standing mm-hmm. in my chicken. It's a direct quote from me, albeit an unintentional one.
Mm-hmm.
I corrected myself as quickly as I could at the time.
Right.
But since the damage may have already been done, I thought we'd just go with it, Mike. And so here you go.
Okay.
For today, one time only, in no particular order, I have three things you should know about standing in a chicken.
Okay.
Number three.
Okay.
You'll need a big chicken.
But you will. You will need a big chicken. That's for sure.
Okay. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Your name will be mud with PETA.
No doubt. No doubt.
And finally.
Finally.
The number one thing
Wait.
Thank you.
Number one.
Okay. The number one thing you should know about standing in a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad way to make a good impression. It's a bad place.
Absolutely is. And guess what? I came up with standing in my chicken music for
oh,
you.
Oh, man.
Remember Ray Stevens in the mood?
I do. Here we go,
take
Ray.
Take it away, guys. Now we really need the cameras on.
Oh, yeah. Here's my chicken.
That's an Egyptian chicken or something. That looked more like walk like an Egyptian than
a chicken.
You don't
think I can do that chicken noise? Watch this.
almost on pitch there.
I mean, how many times here in the Arklamas can you get this quality of radio program?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm enjoying myself.
If a mountain man ever gets his own network show and his hour comes open, you can get your own show and you can squawk like a chicken on the radio too.
I think I could take this thing all the way to the top if people just heard this. Let's try it once more time.
That's quality entertainment right there.
You can't get this type of entertainment anywhere else. People right here at All Things Southern Live.
Wait a minute. Big finish. Okay, well, that's enough.
Okay, so do you reckon we could get the wheels back on this thing?
I think we could.
Okay. All right, let's try to get the wheels back on this thing and see what other news that we have rounded up.
Well, tomorrow's the New Hampshire primary.
That is a good topic. Mm-hmm. Mike, did you watch the debate? The last debate.
I actually missed the Saturday debate, night. But I saw all the highlights
played
over
gosh.
And over several times on Fox.
I watched every bit of it. I have some other things to say about the other side in just a
Rubio
moment.
Rubio stumbled a little is what they're
because
saying.
Because Chris Christie looked like he wanted to eat him. I thought he was going to eat Marco Polo.
There it is. That headline with one-liner with a 25-second rehearsed speech.
I mean,
there it is.
And they said that Marco Polo, I know his name is Rubio. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't help it. They said that he stumbled. I'm just saying, if Chris Christie looked like he was going to eat me, I would stumble, too. The guy is scary.
Oh, goodness. Well, I tell you what, though. What's What about Trump? He did just did his regular
Trump
thing.
Trump is going to make everything wonderful. everything. We're going to win again. We're going to be great. We are. I cannot tell you how. Trust
me. It's huge.
We're going to be huge. Trust me.
It's not bad. It's not Daryl Hammond good,
okay,
but not awful.
It was
awful.
Pretty good, wouldn't it?
It's not awful.
Okay. All right. Y'all weigh in. Let me know how I did with that one. Okay, and let's see. So I shall opine on who else. Cruz. I like Cruz.
Yeah.
I like Cruz. Let it be down on record. I like Cruz and Rubio and Kasich. Mm-hmm. And who else is left? Chrissy Eaton, Marco Rubio person.
That's about it. Now, I heard Sean Hannity say a little before we came on that.
And Jeb Bush. I like him.
I love Jeb Bush.
See, that's
the
problem with Jeb Bush.
But I would never vote for him.
And that's the problem with him. We forgot about him. See, that's the problem with him.
The problem is everybody thinks he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's smart. Mm-hmm. He's accomplished a lot in his life, but his last name is Bush.
Yeah, come on. There you go. And who wants to see another Bush, Clinton, White House run? Mark me down as no, okay? Mark me down as absolutely no. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But. Speaking of Bush, Clinton,
Clinton.
Have to say this.
You said Clinton.
Yes, I did say
that
Clinton.
That reminds me, You told me to remind you to ask, or me to ask you about, hey, Mary, welcome aboard.
Hey, Mary, you're right into the middle of our political section. Be warned.
So you told me to ask you about Monica's ex-boyfriend's wife.
Yes. You know, that's how I like to refer to her.
Okay.
Monica's ex-boyfriend's wife. And y'all may send all hate mail to Mike Blakeney.
I don't care.
I was just joking. But I'm serious about this. She has offended me yet again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she offends me on a regular basis.
You're talking about Hillary.
Yes, I will be talking about Wee Wee. Mm-hmm. She offended me this last time, she and Miss Albright together.
Oh, about the together.
Albright made the statement that there was a special place in hell for women who would not stick together and vote for Hillary. That offends me on a number of levels. Mary Snyder, would you like to opine on that?
Here's what I have to say. Madeleine Albright does not speak for me nor any of my sisters.
Thank you. And do you not agree with me that that's not exactly the criteria for eternity?
A to the man on that.
Okay, see, I knew she would agree with me on that. Okay, so, Mary, here's the thing. You and I have got stuff to talk about. I got to take a break. Will you sit exactly right where you are and not go anywhere, you promise?
I promise.
Okay.
Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
If you're looking for a great selection and a great deal on a certified pre-owned, come to Jim Taylor Chevrolet. We have several in stock. We keep around 150 used vehicles. Tahoes, Suburbans, Yukon, and Yukon XL. 2- and 4-wheel drive trucks, plus compact mid and full-size cars and 12 and 15 passenger vans. Price, service, and selection is how we put the customer first at Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rabel.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana, or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to All Things Southern Live.
I told Mary about us. I told her about a great sin.
Great job, Mike.
There she is. We got a special song to bring our guest on. It's Mary Snyder!
Mary, did you notice you had your own song?
Girl, I knew I needed the theme song.
I am telling you, now you have your own theme song. Mike will even send it to you, and you can make everybody play it.
It has the word Mary in it, but unfortunately the name of the song is Devil Woman. But that's Marty Robbins, so you can't go wrong with Marty Robbins.
Okay, well, but
you can't.
We're not calling you a devil woman, though, Mary.
I know, but it's better than the one my daughter has. It's called Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Okay. That's my ringtone.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, I think we just took a mighty step up. I do think we did. Okay, so, Mary, did you hear a few moments ago I alluded to what happened to you when you fell out of your chair at the Heartfelt Conference?
Well, Shelley, let's talk about the word alluded.
Okay.
I don't believe you alluded to anything. I believe you flat out told on me.
Okay, so I did tell you on you a little bit. You were listening, huh?
I was listening.
Okay.
And I just need to set the record straight for all the people that are listening.
Okay.
I need y'all to know that I was looking. I did not fall out of my sleep. I slid graciously to the floor is what I did.
Well, I mean, that could be one interpretation. But, other people saw other things. Did you hear me explain the things that you need to know about standing in a chicken?
I did, and I'm so appreciative of that. So I'm looking for a big chicken so I can stand in it.
Well, I figured that the world had been waiting for that type of information for quite some time.
It has, and you know what the best part is we get to upset PETA, and that's always fun.
That is always fun. We lived upset PETA here at All Things Southern Live. And speaking of the world waiting for information, at this moment I picture my audience all out there with their heads turned sideways like a confused canine, wondering if we're going to say anything that actually matters today between 5 and 6.
I don't know. I'm sure that you and Mike might, but I don't know that that's my job.
Well, yes. I have you here as some semblance of normalcy. Did you not know that was going to be your role today?
Oh, girl, we in trouble.
This train is going the wrong way fast, isn't it? Okay, so let's start with this. We could talk about the fabulous books that you've written and your past life. That don't sound right. Past career. I was going to say past life, which makes you sound like a little bit like Shirley MacLaine. Past career at Premier. But we don't have a lot of time for all that. So what I want to do instead is ask you about what you're doing right now so we can lead up to a big fun announcement, Mary. So what's your current capacity?
What I'm doing right now, yes, mm-hmm. We could talk about my past lives, and of which there have been many and some are sorted, so we're not talking about those. But right now what I do, I actually work for this incredible organization called Compassion International.
Mm-hmm.
And my job is to basically hang out with people. There's a little bit more to it than that, but I get to work with incredible speakers across the globe and just come alongside them as they talk about compassion. And for those of y'all who don't know what compassion is.
Yeah, I want you to, you have a few minutes. You can take your time and tell them about compassion because I want everyone on board with us.
Okay, we are a one-to-one sponsorship organization. And what we do is we go into developing nations. We work with the local church. We love the local church. We're working alongside the local church. They identify children in need. And then compassion in our capacity here in the States, we identify sponsors and we connect the two together. So you get to pick the child you sponsor.
Oh.
And you get to pick that sweet baby girl or boy or young man, young woman. And you then become a part of that child's life. And it is amazing. You get to write letters to them and invest in them. Obviously, financially, it's only $38 a month. And mm-hmm. You know, Shelley, let's get real. $38 a month?
Oh, we can.
That's not even a whole manicure.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just a couple trips by Starbucks for my flat white. You know,
that's all that is.
But Mary, I want to talk about what happened at this past conference at Heartfelt when, and you tell me her name, the precious young girl from the Philippines. What was her name?
Her name is Kiwi. Well, her name is Kiwani, but we call her Kiwi.
Okay. So here's the thing, listeners. I have heard about Compassion International. I don't know for many years, and y'all know that I have raised money for all kind of different causes over the years, and I, you know, I want to give as much as I can back for all that the Lord has blessed me with in this life. But I have heard about Compassion. I have not been involved with them. And Mary, when Kiwi stood up on that stage and told her story, I was just brought to tears. Tell them a little bit about Kiwi.
A little bit about Kiwi and Kiwi's story. Kiwi is from the Philippines. Kiwi is from a family that she and her sisters would cry at night. She is one of, I believe, three children who lived. Several children died, and they didn't die because of illness or disease. Mm-hmm. They died because their mother could not feed them.
Right.
Mm. Let that soak in for a minute right
just
there.
Let that sit with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a little hard for us to even wrap our heads around. Mm-hmm. So babies died because she could not feed her babies.
Mm-hmm.
These children would cry. This is Kiwi, our compassion girl, would cry for something to eat. Her parents could not even afford the rotten apples.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten, not the good ones.
Right, that were marked down to dirt cheap, below dirt cheap. They could not even afford the rotten apples.
The rotten apples. Compassion comes into Kiwi's life. Kiwi's daddy is meets the Lord and is saved, and his life mm-hmm. is changed. And that didn't even have to happen, y'all, because there are a lot of families who don't know the Lord when their kids come to Compassion.
Right, right.
But Kiwi came into Compassion as a young child. I think she was about 7, and she became a part of the Compassion program. She is now, she's got a big fancy job. She mm-hmm. is, I don't want to say an astrophysicist, but she's like something really important.
She's
like
something
that.
A lot smarter than I am. Let's just lay it there.
She's a lot smarter than the two of us put together.
Thank you. Times two. And anyway, yeah.
But the great thing is that it was through Compassion that Kiwi is able to stand up and tell this story. Mm-hmm. Kiwi's life was changed, not just her life, her entire family's life.
Mm.
Because that $38 a month that was mm-hmm. sent to Kiwi mm-hmm. was also used to help her family. They were fed. They had clothing. Mm-hmm. They made sure that they had a good place to live.
Mm-hmm.
They had a roof over their head. They didn't have to buy rotten apples anymore.
And now, today, this astrophysicist and whatever other titles that she may have, today, Mary, she spoke of the way she has been able to turn around, and now she sponsors a number of children herself in her own home country.
In her home country.
Loved that.
That is compassionate. Just exactly what we do. I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of our graduates. I met a young lady who is going to graduate, the first child, young woman, to graduate from this graphic architectural design school
mm-hmm.
in Nicaragua. She mm-hmm. already has a job, but she is the first one in Nicaragua to graduate with this degree.
Wow.
Just incredible. Met her and her sister.
Wow.
And she's a compassion child.
And see, when you see them, right, and when I saw Kiwi stand up there, you know, and you're looking at this flesh and blood person whose life has changed and it has impacted her family, and then the young kids coming behind her, it's different than something that you've read about, you know, or you think maybe the money's going where you want it to go. You know, you're looking at validation, you know, that where your money is going. And at that moment, I turned to Mary Snyder and I said, I am in. You want to tell them what that was about?
Yes, I was going to say, I'm so glad you said that because I was fixing to tell that story. So we're sitting there side by side, which, by the way, if you ever have the two of us, if you ever have us together, probably best not to put us side by side.
Oh, that's a good idea. Good idea. I think Dr. Joe Neal Kirby, you know, is probably still ruining that decision.
Yes, yes. You know, when we do our, we hope to do another heartfelt, I feel like they're not going to let us sit together ever again. I feel like there's going to be a buffer. But as, you know, just for obvious reasons.
Yeah, and I get that. I resemble that, so I'm fine with that. Yeah.
We're good with that.
Okay.
So I look over, and I had asked Shelly, I said, Shelly, I really want you to think about this. And because, you know, I don't want to pressure people, speakers mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. are out there doing their thing. I want them to love it, and I want them to love Compassion. So I said, you know, just, you don't have to tell me. They just pray over, and I'll send you some stuff and mm-hmm. all this other stuff. And so she was like, yep, yeah, okay. Well, Kiwi's up there talking. And she had Elizabeth, big old tears in her eyes. And she said, I'm in.
There.
Just sign me up.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I had been going into the new year, Mary, and this is for the listeners out there to know the backstory of what you and I had talked about. And so, you know, that I had told you that I had been asking the Lord, you know, what to take off my plate, what to put on it. I don't want to put anything else on my plate that you're not asking of me, but I don't want to even still be involved in something that you've moved on from. And so I always want to do that the first of the year. And one of my constant requests is, how can I give more? Give more of me, more of my time, more of, you know, whatever gifts that I have beyond financial ability, you know, just of me as a person. And so when you brought that to me, I was praying about it and asking the Lord about it. And I already felt like that I could do it. But I had, you know, I had just not really kind of nailed that down in my heart. But man, when I saw Kiwi, and I knew that I could actually be a part of changing these children's lives forever and those that are, you know, around them and coming after them. I mean, I was in. Yeah. I am in like Gwen now. So that means as of now, I am a Compassion International speaker, aren't I, Mary?
Yes.
Yay!
Minutes ago.
Yay! Whoa. We just
Give me a fist bump.
Okay, we're fist bumping over here, so you can give us a virtual fist bump because we're fist bumping.
I'm virtually fist bumping.
Okay. All right. Mike gave you a virtual one too. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
I got it.
All right, so we all did a virtual fist bump. We just actually finished all the contract, the paperwork, and got that settled because my computer was acting silly. But I got that done, and now, Mary, we're in. So the scary part is the states that are going to be facing us as a duo coming up soon. I don't even think we should tell them.
No. I think it should be a surprise.
I think so, too.
Are your Sky Miles going to start adding up? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Mary and I are going to be in the same vicinity more than once in the upcoming months.
Are y'all going to be on the plane at the same time?
Probably so.
I don't know if the air marshals will allow that.
Yeah. Those are some of the
only
details.
Once. Oh,
yeah.
One time. One time they will.
That may be some of those details. We can't tell him unless we have to hurt him. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. We wouldn't want to hurt you.
Yes, but
we're so excited to have Shelley, just to all your listeners. I know y'all love her. And I just have to tell y'all a little bit tiny backstory. I don't want to take over your show.
Oh, you're good. Take it over, girl. I'm going to drink some coffee while you tell another story.
So you do whatever you need to.
Okay.
So I have actually been stalking Shelley for many, or I like to call it following. Some people would call it stalking. I feel like that's
I just
different.
Snorted coffee up my nose. Go ahead.
See, I have loved her forever because, you know, I'm Southern and she's the belle of all things Southern. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know if you know this about her, but she is a verbal gymnast.
I could go along.
There's a story there, Mike. I hope she's going to elaborate on that.
She is a rebel gymnast. I don't know where we came up with that.
I know.
I think I was just introducing you.
Yes, I know. Can I jump in here?
Please, because I've forgotten. I'm old.
Okay, because it's your show now. So now I'm asking you if I can butt in, right? Okay.
Let's come into our show.
Okay, thank you. Let me butt in on your show. So I am, I have not yet, Mike, taken the stage at Heartfelt to say what, you know, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And Mary is already setting the bar so stinking high, I'm never going to be able to go up there and actually accomplish anything because everyone that walked by her, she's like, and this is Shelley, and she is brilliantly funny, and you're going to be rolling in the aisles, and you're going to adore her. And the bar kept getting higher and higher and higher until at one point I heard her say to someone, actually, she's a verbal gymnast. So I spent the rest of the weekend trying to get Mary to define what a verbal gymnast is.
And I feel like a verbal gymnast is somebody who can turn a phrase and it's somebody who can stick a landing. And I think you can do both those things.
And you know what I have not done? Mary, you've got to text me when we get off air and remind me, Mike, and you too, hold me to this. I am going to put that in my bio. I'm a verbal gymnast. Mike's writing it down.
Okay, and I would also like
How do you spell that? Oh, I got it.
Okay. Go ahead, Mary.
I'd like to see with a circle around it with my name somewhere on there that I hold the copyright on the word verbal gymnast. I don't know that you can hold copyright on words.
I don't either, but I might.
No, you could copyright that.
Oh, could you copyright that? Yeah, okay, Mike thinks you can.
I think so.
Okay, and we'll, you know, we could even come up something along with it, Mary, and we could do that Shark Tank thing.
Please, you know I'm a Shark Tank freak, like a freak.
I didn't even know that I'm a Shark Tank freak. Imagine that. Mike, can you see me and Mary on Shark Tank?
Let me just tell you something. I'm just going to tell you, we have all of them. I mean, Mr. Wonderful would probably even like us. I know Cuban would love us.
Oh, he would. And I know the cutie, patootie little lady with the short hair, blonde hair. Who's she?
Oh, Barbara. Oh,
Barbara.
Please, she'd love us. And so would Richard Hershevek. I'd like to say his last name, Hershevek.
Hershevek. Okay, so let's work on a product because I don't think we can just go in there and just sell ourselves as an idea.
Actually, technically, you wouldn't copyright. You would trademark this.
Oh, okay.
This would be
okay,
your trademark.
Trademark this.
But unfortunately, the problem with announcing something you're about to trademark on the air in a program that goes around the world eventually through podcasting is that somebody, you better get on it right after we get off the air.
Okay.
Or you're going to have to buy it from someone else.
I see where you're saying. Mary, this is my problem my whole life because I'm always saying, did I say that out loud?
I hear you, girl.
Did I say that out loud? I mean, my kids, I told them this past weekend that they have some of the strongest eyes I know because they're always rolling them at me. So they're always doing their eye exercises. They roll their eyes at me all the time.
That's good. You're providing a service.
I am. I am there for my kids. Mary, I'm enjoying you so much, but we have got to get out of here. So,
It's been so much fun, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, this was just your inaugural business.
Where does Mary live?
Where does Mary live? In Alabama.
Rimlap, Alabama.
Where?
Rimlap, Alabama.
I'm sorry, did you say Rimlap, Alabama?
Rimlap, Alabama.
Rimlap, Alabama. Doesn't she sound like somebody that should be from Rimlap, Alabama?
Is that anywhere near Decatur?
It's actually not too awfully far. It's just south of Decatur.
Okay, all right. Well, God, we'll just mess with you.
Okay, so Mary, here's the thing. This was your inaugural visit to the porch, but you shall be back, right?
Oh, yes. Just tell me when.
Okay. All right. Later, Gator. On the other side of this break, y'all, I got to tell you about some fine butternut chicken stew. Don't go anywhere.
Sounds good. We're coming back on ATS Live.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
If you're looking for a great selection and a great deal on a certified pre-owned, come to Jim Taylor Chevrolet. We have several in stock. We keep around 150 used vehicles. Tahoe, Suburban, Yukon, and Yukon XL. 2- and 4-wheel drive trucks, plus compact mid and full-size cars and 12 and 15 passenger vans. Price, service, and selection is how we put the customer first at Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Ravel.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hello, folks, and welcome back to the All Things Southern Kitchen.
Hey,
someone once famously noted that chocolate comes from cocoa, and cocoa is a plant, and therefore chocolate counts as salad. Sounds perfectly reasonable to me. And I thought y'all might see it my way. I'm serving chocolate for Valentine's Day, you see, and it's practically a rule.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, I figured I would feature Phil's favorite chocolate truffles in the kitchen today for y'all. I'm going to score major points serving these to my man. And once I show you how to stir them up in three easy steps, you can win big, too. We'll begin by melting a pound of semi-sweet chocolate chips in the microwave.
I'll handle that.
You can use
milk chocolate, if you prefer it, or dark chocolate.
How about both?
Cook at 2-minute intervals until it's all melted. Okay. Afterwards, slowly whisk in a cup of room temperature heavy cream until it's smooth.
We'll stir in
a half a teaspoon of vanilla and a fourth a teaspoon of salt and put this in the refrigerator. Is step one. Now, we'll refrigerate our chocolate until it has the consistency of soft-serve ice cream. If you happen to leave it in the fridge too long and it's hard at this point, don't worry. Just leave it out on the counter until it softens.
It won't last long.
You want to be able to take an ice cream scoop and scoop it onto a cookie sheet in little mounds.
Put it in your mouth.
We'll put the mounds back in the fridge for another 30 to 40 minutes. At this point, those little mounds should be firm enough to roll them into balls. That is step two.
All right.
And here's step three.
Once
you've formed those balls, it is game on. You can roll them in the topping of your choice. A few ideas would be confection and sugar, cocoa powder, espresso powder,
maybe
toasted and shredded coconut, or even the chopped nut of your choice.
And then roll them.
Or, hey, all of the above.
Never
mind. I wouldn't do that.
I would. I'd do
Refrigerate these sweet treats until it's time to serve. They'll keep in the fridge for 2 to 4 weeks.
No, they won't.
If you hide them. I like to present mine in Valentine-themed cupcake liners. I hope you enjoy my three-step truffles. Here's to a happy Valentine's Day from you and your sweetie, from the All Things Southern Kitchen to yours.
You know it.
I'm wondering, do you think any of our listening audience picked up on the fact that that was pre-taped?
That
my version, my half of that was pre-taped. Do you think anybody picked up on that?
No, because we're always just crazy.
We're so smooth. Do you think they picked up on the fact that that was not butternut chicken stew?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it qualifies as, you said qualified as a vegetable?
Yeah, I messed that up again.
Yeah. Well, I like that, though.
I did want to tell them about my butternut chicken stew. I just sent the wrong one, but y'all go to, it's a good reason, actually, Mike, to send everybody to my website, because my brilliant web designing daughter, Jessica Ann Mayer, also known as Miss Kitchen Bellicious of Belgrade Designs.
Does she do that professionally?
Yes, she does. Okay. And she stays so busy she can't see straight.
What is the name of her web?
Belgrade Designs.
Belgrade.
B-E-L-L-E-G-R-E-Y.
Belgrade.
Belgrade.
Okay.
And
with
Jessica is so in demand in her web business that... You know, everybody else just has to take a back seat behind her mama. She takes care of me, but she's in demand after that. But yes, she has some huge clients like Sadie Robertson and Willie and Dr. Joniel Kirby and
Well, maybe I need to check in with her.
She is a smart cookie.
Can you get me a good deal?
I can. I'll talk to her.
Get me a discount.
I'll talk to her. All right. Okay. I'll pull some strings.
Okay.
Okay. But she has redesigned my website. You need to go there if you haven't.
I'm going to do it while you're giving us some comfort.
It is gorgeous. So y'all go over there to allthingssouthern.com. You can find the butternut chicken stew recipe there. And shortly, I will get up those chocolate truffles on the website too. But right now, I want to give you a little bit of Southern comfort to take into your work week.
Okay.
Now, it's an entertaining story, and I'm going to revisit it today, but... honest confession, I can't take credit for writing it.
Okay.
It's a story that you may have already heard in some form or another, but I need y'all to hear me out because it could change your life.
Well, it's the message that matters.
It absolutely could be life impacting. It happens that once upon a time, a chicken and a pig were brainstorming ways to show the kind farmer how grateful they were to be living on his farm.
Really?
Okay. After some discussion, Chicken came up with the idea that the two of them should present the farmer with a big country breakfast.
Oh, wow. Okay. So far, so good.
Okay. So I'll bring the eggs, the chicken offered grandly, and you can supply the bacon. Well, silence fell.
Yeah.
The look on his friend's face said that Pig wasn't buying into the plan. Chicken said, "Is there a problem?" Pig replied, "Not for you, but you're just making a contribution. I am making a real commitment." So here's the thing. Whenever I've heard that story in the past, y'all, I've always thought to myself that Chicken was actually contributing and Pig was surrendering. And that brings me to that life-changing message that I mentioned earlier. Joe Neal mentioned at the Heartfelt Conference that believers often talk about committing to Christ, but it's not biblical. The Word of God talks of nothing less than surrendering to Christ. I could not agree more. And for the record, I have tried it both ways. For a long time, I considered myself committed to Christ, but what I really wanted to know was that Christ was committed to me. I wanted to know that He would stand up for me when push came to shove on the other side of eternity. For my halfway in, halfway out commitment, I got precious little of the abundant life promised in the Gospels. But oh, my friends, once I surrendered, everything changed. Christ is all and in all for me now. So you know I've got to ask the question as we leave you today, are you the chicken who has made a verbal commitment to the name of Jesus? Or are you the pig who has surrendered all? And I'll leave everybody to answer that one for themselves.
Made me hungry. Amen, sister. Amen.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, folks, we'll be right here next week if...
if the good Lord's willing.
And the creek doesn't rise.
And the creek doesn't rise.
Right. See y'all later.
The creek, the Washita Creek is kind of up a little right
it
now.
It is. But I think it will still be okay next week.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
All right, so I'll be right here. This is Shelley with Hugs for All.